Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called White Flowers, Red Berries. It's an old Irish folktale originally collected as The Fairy's Revenge by the Lady Wilde, adapted for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Ophelia June and her family from Brooklyn, Ethan and Henry Bond and their family, Maya Bug and her family from South Jordan, Serena and her family, Madeline and her family in Michigan, and West Williams and his family. Thank you so much, West, Madeline, Serena, Maya Bug, Henry, Ethan, and Ophelia June. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. And don't forget to check out Kids Listen, the app we helped to build, for a curated collection of kid-friendly podcasts. Just search Kids Listen on iTunes.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. White Flowers, Red Berries. Once upon a time, deep in the heart of ancient Ireland, well away of the towns and cities and the chill salt smell of the ocean, there was a magic spot where the fairies gathered. In those days, such spots were called raths, and they looked like smooth circles of green grass with raised outer rims, like if you pushed your thumbprint into a bit of warm wax. There were many raths in Ireland, but this one was special to many fairies, because right in the center, rising perfectly from that green grass, grew a beautiful hawthorn tree. Tall and strong it was, with a slight crook like a man working a fishing crick. In the spring, it was light with white flowers that whirled in the wind like a maiden's hair, and in the winter, it was heavy with berries red as a blushing cheek. Every night, by the light of the moon and stars, the fairies would gather and dance around the hawthorn tree. They'd sing as they danced.
White flowers, red berries, green grass alive. We fairies, fair fairies, by moonlight arrive. By moonlight we dance, by starlight we love. In our green grass, our hawthorn above. White flowers, red berries, our hawthorn above. White flowers, red berries, our hawthorn above.
For hundreds of years it was so, until one day, a farmer and his wife came looking for land. They saw the fairy rath, round and smooth with the green grass, lovely with the hawthorn, and thought it would be the perfect place for their new home. The locals, what few there were in those parts, warned them that it was the home of fairies and best left undisturbed. But the farmer, one Mr. Johnson, just spat and said,
"Puh, fairies. Stories for the little ones and nothing more."
And so, with hammer and nails, he raised a home and barn over the green grass. With pick and shovel, he leveled the rim and flattened the land. And with an axe of cruel iron, he hacked down the hawthorn tree, keeping only a single branch of berries to decorate his mantle. The fairies were heartbroken. Their favorite wrath, the hawthorn wrath, had been taken from them. But, as you may know, fairies aren't helpless by any stretch. And in those days, when magic still laid heavy on the world like a good wool blanket, they were especially powerful. So it was, a week or so after the farmer and his wife began their work, the fairies decided to see what kind of people they were. Maybe they weren't cruel. Maybe they were simply ignorant. Fairy wraths were, after all, and even then, a very old kind of magic. And one day, while Mrs. Johnson was out milking their prize cow, an old woman wrapped up in a blue cloak came shuffling out of the wilderness.
"Good morning to ya," the old woman called. "May the sun be warm upon your face, and may you find it in your heart to spare a cup of milk for me."
Mrs. Johnson stopped her milking and looked right down her nose at the old woman.
"Certainly not," she said. "I'll not have any tramps about me farm. Begone with you."
And she had her hired farmhands chase the old woman off the property. Now, Mrs. Johnson didn't think much of it at the time, but that night she awoke from a deep sleep to a song half heard through the shuttered window.
"White flowers, red berries, green, green grass no more. We fairies, fair fairies, we danced here before. By starlight we mourn our wrath so beloved. It had green, green grass and a hawthorn above. White flowers, red berries, our hawthorn above. White flowers, red berries, our hawthorn above."
She turned to wake her husband, but by the time he woke, the song had stopped. Mrs. Johnson might have decided the whole thing was but a dream, but the next morning, when she went to milk the cow, there was not a drop to be had. She grumbled some, but the next day there was still no milk, and the day after that as well. Thinking the cow unwell, they paid a fair bit of coin to a local veterinarian to come and check her out, but they found nothing wrong. Other than not giving milk, the cow was as healthy as could be.
"It's the fairies," Mrs. Johnson said that night. "Like the locals said, we built on their wrath and refused them our milk, and now we're cursed."
"Puh, fairies," said Mr. Johnson. "Don't get that superstition in your head, love. Bad luck is all. We still have the chickens. We'll get by."
Mrs. Johnson nodded, but her eyes kept drifting to the hawthorn branch, heavy with red berries, decorating their mantle. The next day, Mr. Johnson was out after the dawn, collecting the eggs from his chickens in a straw-padded basket. As he worked, the old woman in the blue cloak came shuffling out of the wilderness.
"Good morning to ya," the old woman called. "May the road rise up to meet ya, and may ya find it in your heart to spare a few eggs for me."
"Begone with ya," said Mr. Johnson. "You've already scared my poor missus half to death with your begging. I'll have none of it here."
With that, he had his hired farmhands chase her away. That night, when he told the story to his wife, she looked pale and shaken.
"You shouldn't have done that," she said. "It's the fairies, I know it is. We built on their land, refused the milk, and now eggs as well. We're thrice cursed."
"Puh, fairies," said Mr. Johnson. "It's nothing but an old beggar woman in a ratty cloak. You watch, tomorrow we'll have eggs for breakfast."
But that night, while his wife slept fitfully beside him, Mr. Johnson heard the strangest thing outside the shuttered window. It was a beautiful song, carried on the air like smoke.
"By moonlight we mourn our wrath so beloved. It had green, green grass and a hawthorn above."
Mr. Johnson slept no more that night, and the next morning he was up with the sun, checking his chickens. Of course, there was not a single egg to be found.
"It's nothing," he told himself. "One bad day, or maybe a thief. It'll be fine tomorrow."
But day and night he watched over those chickens, and come the next day, there were still no eggs to be found. Day after day it went, no milk, no eggs, and finally, Mr. Johnson was forced to admit that his wife was right. They were cursed. He went to the locals he had laughed at before and begged them for help. No one knew what to say, except for one old Graham who said to them,
"Move the house and barn and return the wrath, as it were. Then and only then will the curse be lifted."
Seeing no alternative, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, helped by their hired farmhands, moved their house and barn some miles away, to a less beautiful but still workable piece of land. Mr. Johnson even went back with a shovel and fixed the rim of the rath and spread seed of the greenest grass. In short time, the rath was nearly perfect. But still, their cow gave no milk, their chickens no eggs.
"Are we cursed forever?"
he lamented to his wife that night.
"We fixed all we can. What more do these fairies want?"
But that night, drifting through the shuttered window, came the song.
White flowers, red berries, our hawthorn above. White flowers, red berries, our hawthorn above. Our hawthorn above.
Hearing the song again, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson realized what had been missing. That very night, by the light of the waxing moon, they took the hemlock branch, heavy with berries, from their mantle and carried it to the rath. There, exactly in the center, they planted it, sealing it with good earth and soft soil and all their hopes. The next morning, they had milk and eggs for breakfast. And as the year went on, the hawthorn grew, faster than any hawthorn had ever grown before. By the year's end, tall and strong it was, with a slight crook like a man working a fishing curragh. In the spring, it was light with white flowers that whirled in the wind like a maiden's hair, and in the winter, it was heavy with berries red as a blushing cheek. And there, by the light of the moon and stars, the fairies gathered and danced and sang their song, happy again at last.
White flowers, red berries, green, green grass alive, we fairies, fair fairies, by moonlight arrive. By moonlight we dance, by starlight we love, in our green, green grass, our hawthorn above. White flowers, red berries, our hawthorn above. White flowers, red berries, our hawthorn above.
The end. Today's story, White Flowers, Red Berries, was an old Irish folktale adapted by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with a song by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. And don't forget to check out Kids Listen, the app we helped to build, for a curated collection of kid-friendly podcasts. Just search Kids Listen on iTunes. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.